Previously on The Bystanders.
Somebody help me!
Bunny's being stabbed.
I can't watch.
Not a single neighbor helped.
Why?
I'm your new landlord. Now I can pretty much do whatever I want, including, well, buy this building and run it exactly how I want.
How you want? Maybe the new lease agreements won't be that bad and we can all stay?
Click, click, click. Like a clock counting down, Bunny's steps were numbered. In just 4 days, she would be murdered in cold blood, right here, where she walks now. None of her neighbors, or shall I say tenants, will do anything to help her. Why?
Disgusting creature! No wonder I'm allergic to you.
In the meantime, Bunny couldn't be happier as she moved forward with her plan for total apartment domination. First up on her hit list, Handyman Phil.
Hello!
I'll have the crumpets, please.
Daddy, it's your turn. Pay attention.
Officially, I'm a duchess, but don't tell anyone.
Someone just knocked at the door.
Hello? Can I help you? Now is not a good time.
Mr. Absconder, it's Bunny Bell Pasht, your neighbor and new landlord. I mentioned last night that I was going to swing by with a new lease agreements.
Can you just slip it under the door?
Oh, I'm afraid there's more to be discussed.
Can we talk later?
No. Oh!
What?
Excuse me. Mr. Absconder, I love that lipstick and that crown. I didn't know you were the cross-dressing type, but...
What is it? My daughter and I are in the middle of something important.
Excuse me, Queen Phyllis. I have your tea, miss.
I won't keep you. I have your new lease agreement with your rent increase.
Okay, thanks. Is that all?
No. I want to make some upgrades to this place, and I don't want to pay for it. I heard you're pretty handy, so you'll do it for free.
Will I? Huh? Sure. I'll just squeeze it in between raising my daughter and the 60 hours a week that I already work. Now, if you'll excuse me, ma'am.
I don't care how, just as long as it gets done, Phil. Or should I say, Will.
What did you call me?
William Rubio, accused of killing his wife and kidnapping his infant daughter. You're a fugitive.
I didn't kill my wife!
I don't care. I gotta say, I never thought watching those late-night unsolved crime shows would pay off, and then one night, boom, your mug pops up. The mustache, though, it almost fooled me.
I didn't kidnap my daughter. I rescued her from a life stuck in the system because
Daddy, your tea's getting cold.
Aw, and who's this pretty little princess? I love your glitter.
I'm Frankie.
Well, Frankie, I was just telling your dad here a story about a fairy princess whose fairy father did some illegal things according to the state of Wisconsin and was gonna be put in a dungeon.
All right. Boom. Frankie, why don't you...
So he was a bad fairy father?
No.
Yes. And even worse, the night before he was supposed to report to the dungeon, he kidnapped his fairy daughter so she wouldn't be put into foster care and eventually become a hooker.
All right, that's enough of that story.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you the rest of the story some other time, Frankie.
Okay.
Hey, Frankie, will you please go warm up my tea?
Sure, Daddy.
I think you made your point. So what, now I finish this project and you'll stay silent?
Very good.
Then what?
And then I suppose you'll just start whatever else it is I want. Please have this signed by the end of the week. Farewell, Queen Phyllis. Or should I say, farewell, Queen Willis. Went so well.
Next up on the shakedown, Hop and Fan.
Wait, what? Hello? Are you serious? Mr. and Mrs. He!
These two were the cutest nudists.
Where are my clothes?
Yes, they like that wind on your bit sensation so much that they've been saving up for the coveted retirement colony, Bare Naked 80s. There they can live out their days free-balling and low-hanging without fear of someone coming to the door unannounced.
Yoo-hoo! Mr. and Mrs. He!
Hello, who's there?
Hi, Mr. He, it's Bunny, your new landlord. I was just making the rounds today, as I promised yesterday at our meeting. I have your new lease agreement. Hey!
It's Bunny. You know, I'll be pretending we're joking here.
But we are home.
You know, I'm wanting to go in here.
Okay. I'll tell her. We are pretty busy, so...
Oh, I'm very well aware of how busy you've been.
What was that?
I said I'm very aware
No, I heard you. What do you mean?
Oh, I mean the little illegal business you've been running from your apartment.
Huh?
The illegal business you...
No, I heard you, but I'm sure we don't know what you mean.
Are you telling me you're not selling your prescription medications to college students?
What?
Don't play dumb with me, Mr. He. It's not a good idea.
No, will you repeat that? I didn't hear you.
Ugh, maybe this'll jog your memory. Hello, adolescent minor. Did I just see you buying drugs from my neighbors Hoppy and Fanny in apartment 5?
Who's asking, lady?
I am, you little shit. Now answer me or
ow,
I'll...
Ow!
Stop.
Okay. The old Chinese couple sell amphetamines to me and all my friends so we can study more better. Now give me my nose back.
Excuse me for 1 second.
Oh, damn, don't cut bones here now.
All right. What do you want?
Well, you'll see in clause 24 of your new lease agreement that I will be taking 75% of your profits.
Are you crazy, lady?
You know what's crazy? A couple of 80-year-olds spending their retirement behind bars. And I wouldn't suggest taking your clothes off there.
We'll look it over.
Please drop it off before the end of the week. Thank you and konnichiwa.
Like Joe Pesci in Moonwalker, none of this made sense. The He's retirement into bare-bummed bliss was so close. But for that much dough, there's no way they could pay Bunny to keep her mouth shut. Da-da. Chanel number, whew, get it, girl. Da-da. Bunny may have been manipulative and very unpleasant in general, but bless her heart, she was in love.
Hey, Kyle. Oh, hi, Kyle. Kyle, hi. How's my breath? Bunny Bell Pashed Shittles. Bunny Shittles. Bunny Bell Shittles, yeah. Bunny Bell Shittles. You, Kyle!
To Bunny's dismay, she looked over and noticed Kyle one door down, attempting to flirt with the person she hated most. The pebble in her shoe, the mosquito in her room, her arch nemesis.
Sarah, you kill me.
Lousy with envy, she marched over to break it up.
You're so funny. You're the best.
Thank you.
Hi! Kyle! Hi, I was just... looking for you, but you weren't home, and here you are. So, why are you here?
I actually just asked him that same thing.
Oh, yeah, I was just, you know, I was just, came here to, I guess, would you know, just wanted to, like, you know, say hi.
Well, wow. Well, here's your new lease agreement. I lowered your rent, and your apartment now comes with a brand new drum set.
What?
Oh, and a new book on Hindemith.
Thanks, Bunny!
Keep it on the down low.
I'm literally right here and heard all of that.
God, you smell good.
Sorry, I gotta take this. It could be important. Bye, Sarah.
Bye, Kyle.
Bye, Kyle.
Hello.
And for you, Sarah.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it should be right.
Mine comes with a grand piano. this is a blank sheet of paper.
What will it take to get you to leave?
Hashtag excuse me.
Okay, let me break it down for you. You're in between me and what I want.
Oh my God. Are you talking about Kyle? We're not. You can have him.
You're a distraction to Kyle, so I need you gone. And since that so-called job of yours gets you an average of 72,000 likes per photo, I know raising your rent won't work.
Yeah, I think my average likes are a little higher than that, buddy. What are you getting at?
If you stay, you will pay some other way.
Oh, okay. I think I'll stay.
You're not, you're not taking me seriously, but I will find your loved ones and I will...
Good chat. Gotta go.
Oh, perfect timing. Mr. and Mrs. Hayes.
Tim, where's your other shoe?
Excuse me. Neighbors in apartment cease.
Oh, no. It's okay. Just scoop it all up. You have time.
You go, you two. Might I have a word?
I'm so, so sorry, honey, but we have to go teach the righteous manger.
You dropped this. And I owe you a book.
While Bunny caught up on some light reading, the Hades rushed over to Good God Community Church to save a bunch of 6-year-old souls from the fiery gates of hell.
Babe, I can't find the guitar.
Oh, oops. It's already strapped to your body. Just reach down and grab it.
Oh, sweet. Okay, my little righteous rangers, listen up. Now, we all know how important our tithes are to this church, but most importantly to our all-loving G-Man upstairs, who's watching your every single move and judging you with love.
Amen.
So while we pass around this free ticket to heaven bowl and you guys place your offerings in there, I'm going to sing a song about what happens when you spit on the G-Man as a righteous ranger. And don't pay your tithes. Count me in, babe.
1, 2, 3, 4.
If you want to go somewhere hot where your face will melt off, you can go to hell. Put your offerings in the bowl so you can save your soul and maybe not go to hell. Lexi, how's the bowl? Is it filling to the brim?
Do you take them off?
Not so much. It's looking kind of slim.
All right, Rangers, listen up. We're passing the basket around again. So, let me make myself clear. There are things to fear if you go to hell.
That sounds scary.
Children, you don't understand. Hell is not some magical land. The people there are scary. I'm talking about Katy Perry. Scientists, atheists, and liberals too. J.K. Rowling, just to name a few.
Yeah.
Hasbro for creating the Ouija. They couldn't seem to keep things PG.
Salvation's on the line. Save yourselves and pay God's mandatory
vow. Nailed it, babe.
Thanks, babe.
Meryl Lee, let's see that basket. It's full! Way to go, righteous rangers. Now get out of here. Go.
Have a good day, Rangers. God loves you and so do I. Marianne, have your mom call me. Yes, no, we have to schedule. Have her call me. Thank you. Bye. Love you.
All right, babe. How much did we make today?
Looks like we will be borrowing $35 this week, leaving $8 for him, our savior.
That sounds like too much. Is that too much?
We need that crib, Timmy.
No, I mean for the church. Maybe take $40 and leave whatever's left for the church.
Well, we are paying it all back. Okay, grab the IOU book so we can write down how much we owe the Rangers.
I don't have it.
What do you mean you don't have it?
The Hades tore apart their place looking for the book, completely unaware of whose vindictive hands were now holding its precious contents.
Someone's here. It's probably Amazon, right?
I hope so. Our place is a mess.
Looking for this?
What's that?
Let's just take a look, shall we? Oh, yeah. Says here, the property of Tim and Lexi Hayes. Stop. Do not read. Confidential. Do not turn the page or else. Well, I just have to turn the page now.
Wait.
No.
Let's see. Oh, dear. What's this? Billy Jackson, $65. Little Jesse Turner, $78. Whoa. Hillary Huxby, $249.73 freaking cents. Wow! Now, I've seen low, but stealing from children? How could you?
Wow, I'm shocked. There's another Tim and Lexi Hades?
We're paying it all back. We're just a little behind right now, and we still need so many things for the baby, and...
Oh, no worries. I'll give you the book back. Just sign your new lease agreement.
Thank you. You have no... You are an angel, you know. What? You doubled our rent! We can't afford this!
Karma's a bitch, isn't it? Oh, but wait. You don't believe in that. You have 1 week to sign or I show the book to your church.
What?
You're a mean lady.
What a day. A day full of lease disagreements and heartache. The tenants of Noble Apartments were mad, angry. Except for Kyle, his deal was pretty sweet. But the others were livid, fuming. But enough to kill a woman? Only 4 days left until Bunny would take her last breath. The Bystanders. Written and directed by Jacqueline Hales and Ash Lenzian. Produced by Black Label Media. Heather Morris, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Josh Fisher, and Alex Tassopoulos. Distributed by Believe Podcast Network. Music by Tori Cummins. Sound design by Tim McEwen. Sound editor and engineer, Alex Carter. Starring Kristen Chenoweth, Oscar Nunez, Ki-Hong Lee, Michael Hitchcock, Karen Hui, Jim Lau, Matt Mattson, Jacqueline Hales, Ash Lenzian, Machete Bang Bang, August Nunez, with Heather Morris and Ed Westwick. Narration by yours truly, Jane Lynch. And that's a wrap. I'm going to check on my neighbors. How do I get out of here? You guys, how do I get out of here?